which is one of the issues that we gave yesterday, whether the matter around the circulation of the express documentation was explained yesterday can't be a matter anymore because it's been explained. Those are the issues that I also excellently let me remind why we welcome Honorable McPherson, why it is time to take his seat. And then I'll go to the agenda that has been presented to yourself now. We'll look at the adoption of the agenda, which is item number 2. Honorable McPherson, you want to adopt the agenda?
Well, I just want you to, I'm happy to adopt the agenda with the provision on a discussion about the program going forward. I need to discuss that with you.
No, since the program is, I'll just allude that we'll just, before we close, we'll just have to reflect on the program because I'm told there are some issues next week that might impact on the program. But members, they need to reflect on the program so that they can plan well. There's been a proposal and then there's a secondment by Comrade Williams. I will hold together your excellency. Thank you. Now we'll look at the question of the apologies that have been circulated, that have been given to our secretariat. And I'll allow Comrade the secretariat to read them for your notice.
Good afternoon. The following apologies. The chairperson at the EU Parliamentary Forum, Ms. E. Sangwini, party business, or as announced yesterday, the cultural event.
Which one is which one?
The second one.
Oh, the second
one. Okay. Mr. J. S.A.N. party business, because others party business.
Colleagues, should we note the apologies as read? Thank you very much. While issuing the speech, advocates and the team, we are making the presentation as outlined. We will look at the first issue. The first issue that we raised yesterday was the question of the designation of collective society in terms of the introduction of the team. Then you take us through. When you have taken up on the first issue, you will revert back to the chair so that I can solicit any views from the members of the committee. Then from there, we'll conclude on that matter and we'll go to the next one.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, members. Chair, may I just ask in terms of...
It's afternoon now.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's been a bit of a long day for me. I'm still starting in the morning. I would just like to point one thing out to members and maybe get some guidance on that. As we work through the bill, because we sit on the bill quite regularly, myself, the department, there was consequential amendments based on amendments that we proposed before to the committee. It's not something that affects policy except for one issue that I would want to get there that I would like to point out. In the document that members received, it is in a green colour. So I don't know if members would also like me just to touch on those, or will it suffice that it is in green, members will be able to have regard to that. If there's a question, we can deal with it perhaps even when we go clause by clause, or should I at this point in time maybe just quickly touch on those as I move through the bill?
Chairperson, sorry, I think that we should, as they arise, we should just quickly touch on them so that we don't have what is this when we're going clause by clause. So if you highlight them now, like, then I think it would be better because we won't get duplicates at work later.
Well, let's do that, but the first part, let's concentrate on the draft. What were the key issues we discussed yesterday? When we are done with them, or these other than those technical issues, let's raise them later on, unless it's part of the area of the study. But first, let's conclude the business in terms of the process we agreed. and then we look at them. So that when next week we meet, we don't have new issues that we think, but we will understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I will invite members to page 3 of the bill. This is the first amendment that we are proposing. The concern was that the phrase neighboring rights is a new phrase, new terminology, and that we should rather give it a description. And so what we are proposing is that we delete the word neighboring so that we then read the sentence as follows. So I can start from the beginning. Collecting Society means a non-profit company consolidated in the Companies Act 2008, Act number 71 of 2008, and in paragraph C, to whom members have granted mandates to license, manage, or otherwise represent copyright, or deleting neighboring, or the rights of performers. That's what the neighboring rights are, on behalf of and for the benefit of those members, or exercise any of the actions contemplated in section 22C, subsection 2. Chair, so that is the whole of that first issue. It's not a big amendment, but it changes the word neighbouring and it explains what it is.
Your Excellency, remember that the discussion we had yesterday, is there any view now? At this stage, I don't see a hand. Proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. The next issue then is if we go to, let me get my page number in the right, page 15.
It will be clause 4 and add up.
Chair, this one is specifically, it could. If you will give me a moment, if you just get my presentation out, and then I will do it in that order. Chair, there were no amendments to clauses 4, 6, 8, and 10, so I will not do anything on that, on those clauses. The next one will then be clause 9, section 8A.
Colleagues, I want you to be on board. Remember, there was a reference to clause 4, 6, and 8. And even in your own discussion on clause 4 and 6, there was nothing that was changed. Okay, you can proceed, Advocate.
Thank you, Chair. The next one is then in respect of clause 9, section 8A. And the amendment that we propose is on page 15 of the bill. The proposed amendment. The concern that
can just also indicate advocate for ease of reference, colleagues, ne? Wherever they are changing, just please note the color shade used, you know, the color coding is red for your issue of yesterday, ne? And then the color green should come the color green as she added earlier on that these are far more consequential amendments. We're on page 15 of the document.
Thank you, Chairperson. What we have done here, the first amendment that we are proposing here, the comment was raised actually in respect of another clause, but it also affects this clause. The concern was that the submission of an accurate and true and complete report is not only for the purpose of calculating royalties due and payable. It is the report is required for many of the functions of a collecting society. So the request was, rather than hamstringing a collecting society by accident, in fact, we should rather simply say that the report must be submitted to allow a collecting society to fulfill its mandate. And the mandate we have in the actual definition of a collecting society. Still on this clause, but on the next page, page 16, this is then the issue that relates to the offence and the minimum penalty. And the concern that was raised here was that our minimum penalty is harsh, arbitrary, and so on. So the proposal that we are making is that we follow the Criminal Justice Amendment Act and we add a discretion to the court. So paragraph D, there in red on page 16, reads, if the court is satisfied that substantial and compelling circumstances exist which justify the imposition of a lesser sentence than the minimum sentence prescribed in paragraph D, it shall enter those circumstances on the record of the proceedings and must thereupon impose such a lesser sentence. That I was going to provide you for a discretion. Chair, those are the two proposed amendments on clause 9.
Okay, colleagues, we are on clause 9, page 15, number 6B, where there is a change. And then we are on the next page, which is clause 7, there is a petition of a D. I see the hand of another member. And any other first movement to have a take up that?
Advocate, I understand that the mandate is spelled out, but I'm just of the view that when it comes to producing legislation, one of the most frustrating things for me when it comes to legislation is the backwards and forwardness of reading legislation, of referring from one section to the other. Is it not just from a user-friendly readability point of view, notwithstanding that it is referred to in the definitions, to allow the collection council to fulfill its mandate, including the calculation of royalties and payable by that person. So at least one doesn't have to keep going backwards and forwards. Just a proposal, Jim.
Colleagues, there is a proposal that Honourable McPherson has made. Your view? Advocate, there is a proposal that Honourable McPherson, how shall we accommodate that?
Chair, it will not be difficult to accommodate it. One thing that you must just keep in mind is that the mandate is broader than just the calculation. But nothing prevents us from highlighting one specific part of the mandate that stands out for us, for instance, the calculation. So we could change that to say, if we go to the actual page, to allow the collecting society to fulfill its mandate, which includes the calculation of royalties due and payable by that person. So in other words, instead of making it a broad reference to the mandate, we retain the current wording to an extent and just make sure that is just only one of the functions. So it is a possibility.
Agreed. Okay. Colleagues, we close the issue on 6B and then 7B. And then let's just allow the permission, colleagues, that we continue to remain on page 15 to give the screen that is the advocate.
Okay, the green that we have on page 16 is something that the department referred to yesterday. What we had was the placing of this specific green part of paragraph, making the sound recording available, was inserted initially into section 9A, where there were problems between exclusive rights and remunerative rights. So we removed it from 9A because of the criticism that the technical panel provided that you can't put it in 9A, it doesn't fit there. But the problem then was that we nowhere else made provision for it. And when we reconsidered the bill, we realized that we took it out from this specific section, section 9, in order to insert it into section 9A, and then when we removed it from 9A, we neglected to reinsert it in section 9. So in other words, it's just to make sure that the making available to the public right is in fact included in the bill in relation to sound recording. So it was a matter of us executing what the technical panel proposed, but not doing the consequential amendment.
Colleagues, it's just a minor issue. Are we compatible with it? I believe so. Thank you. We'll go to page 17, where the advocate will take us.
Thank you, Jean. This is actually just a duplication of what you've now already said. So I think the same proposal that Honourable McPherson gave in relation to the mandate, we will also execute here. Because you will find this is about, I think, in three or four places in the bill, where instead of saying calculating the royalties, we made it to fulfill the mandate, but we will then make it to fulfill the mandate, which includes the calculation of royalties.
For is the lead court summary, it's going to be read as a single issue since B, and then the other parts, you know, for your own. Then we run to page 19.
Thank you, Jeff. Page 19 is again the same as what we had in relation to the offence. So what we are adding here is that discretion to a court, so that where the court finds in relation to the minimum sentence that is required, there are substantial and compelling circumstances, the court will enter it on the record and give the lesser sentence.
Colleagues, it is close to what has been done on page 15 there at the top. Any of you, we move. We do this one, the A1 that says on
The green part there, Chairperson, this is actually the one that has a policy implication. The 12A, what the panel proposed was that we should take the sentence off the, or the performance of that work out of the bill, because this is a copyright amendment bill and not a performance protection amendment bill. And initially when we considered the comment, we agreed with that. But then as we thought about it again, a poem, for instance, is a literary work, yet you can perform it. And because of that, we say we do think that copyright works can also be performed, and we think that it must be retained.
Agreed to. We go to the next page, which is page 22. I'm giving the iPad out to the end. I'm getting from the front. We're waiting together. We have something from the same. We're on page 22, Comrade Advocate.
Thank you, Chief. What we have here is when, during our discussions yesterday, the concern about fair use and the limitations and whether our limitations are clear in respect of not being too broad, all of those things came up again, although on the periphery. But it is something that is serious enough that I myself and the department went and re-looked at every single exception to make double sure that every exception has a clear indication of the limitation on that exception. In other words, that an exception is not brought open to the public to make a full exception. The two that we found, I think, two or three. The two that we found specifically here is in respect of the translation of work used for mostly educational purposes. That is paragraph F on page 22 at the top, subparagraph 2, and then the same in paragraph I. What we did is that we proposed that the wording used with the other exceptions is in fact included here. So it is clear that it is not open-ended.
Colleagues, this was the one where you got a recognition for the chair of the committee, where such an organization, they were able in the exception group. And here is more about doing a clarification. Therefore, the clarification job tried to strengthen that question. Agreed to? We move to the next page. And the next page, we are going to page 30. At the top, the 2A and the 3 and the 3. Those are the ones in green, advocate. Which page at the top, advocate, those are the consequential.
Thank you, Chief. What we have done here is the proposal was that we should not refer to a person or an organization. An organization is a person, in fact, in legal terms. So we changed it where the technical panel pointed it out. But when we read through the bill again, we realized that there were places that weren't pointed out specifically by the technical panel, and we at the time did not see it. So this is just to clean up and make sure that the amendment that was proposed is now in done throughout the bill.
Mutandis has been done.
Just a question. I want to speak to the specific issue of people with disabilities and how they access copyright work. Are you just wanting to, and maybe it was because I was a few minutes late, are you just wanting to deal with the changes and then go into more substantive points afterwards, or do you want us to deal with substantive points on sections as we go along, or are we going to come back to that later?
No, I might be missing your point, but today we're just cleaning up what we did yesterday. Then next week when we meet, we're going through plot by plot so that we can deliver those to the panel as well. Then we will now move to page 36. At the top, Collection Society has 22B on your application, and the issue that you raised yourselves on 4, which are part of what you circulated for input, so on page 36.
Thank you, Chair. I can perhaps maybe start at the top there of page 36 with the green bit. There was a concern about the word representative, and when we looked through the bill, we realized that the word representative is used quite a lot in relation to collecting societies, but we think that the word that is meant to be used is respective. So we either deleted the word representative, because that is not our defined term. Our defined term is collecting society. But there were spaces or places where representative we proposed be replaced with respective, especially speaking about more than one. So it's a consequential amendment based on previous discussion. Now, subsection 4 is the issue that the committee yesterday asked us about and requested the department to speak to the commission, in fact, and we received advice from them indicating that the BBBEE Act applies to all entities in South Africa. We have that. It applies to all entities. So any entity that wants to do business with government or does business with an entity that does business with government must be mentioned in terms of the code of good practice. But what they propose is that rather than referring to the actual act in our bill, that we rather make reference to transformation and we allow for matters to be prescribed. Because what that would allow is that you will not be bound in your transformation by the BBBEE Act, which deals with doing business with government or doing business with entities that do business with government. You can make other requirements related to transformation. So the proposal from the BBBEE Commission is that we rather talk about transformation, we remove the reference to the Act, but we allow for something to be done by way of regulation. So our proposal is that we then, in paragraph A, say that the accreditation will only happen if the Commission is satisfied that the applicant, paragraph A, complies with the requirements for accreditation and such requirements as may be prescribed, including requirements related to transformation. And then in paragraph C, we remove the specific references to acts. We simply say any other applicable legislation, because it will, by its own, any other applicable legislation would be where it is applicable. It will include the BEE Act, it will include the Companies Act, it will include the Criminal Procedure Act, whatever. So this is the proposal that was made from the BBBEE Commission, and we have then worked it into the bill to come up with this proposal for the committee.
Colleagues, this is a matter you were discussing yesterday. on the first part, I see your hand. On the first part, which is 22B1, I don't think you have problems with that one, colleague. Before we go to the issue of PED, it was just a small matter that they raised. Then I will proceed now to take on the question of 4. On 4, we have received the report now. They have done the consultation, and now they are reporting back that these collecting societies are not, they are not taken as an enterprise. But in the transformation imperatives, you can look at it when you look at your question of this. I see the hand of Honorable McPherson was up. Honorable Kachana, is your hand up too? Okay, I will take also Honorable Williams and Honorable Natasha and Honorable Williams.
Thank you very much. And thank you for that clarification and exactly what we had said yesterday. With respect to point 4A, and why I don't think it is a good idea to include the line including requirements related to transformation. Transformation is a very open-ended definition, and as far as I am aware, that the BBBE Act is the only legislated mechanism of transformation, and therefore to prescribe something other than what is legislated would become problematic and open to challenging. So I would, as we have highlighted yesterday, that collecting societies are member-based, and that it would be difficult to exclude people on any basis of their membership. So I would caution the committee to not go down that road, because I do believe it would become problematic. Those would be my submissions. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable McPherson, and then we take Honourable Kachana.
Thank you, Chair. Just to amplify what my Honourable colleague on my left has just said, I agree that the phrase including requirements related to transformation be deleted, because frankly it is covered amply by 4C, which says is able to comply with any condition for accreditation and any other applicable legislation. That covers it absolutely adequately. We are now covered by applicable legislation, which is clear and defined. If we then say including additional requirements in relation related to whatever transformation in this case, then we are being nebulous and we need to be precise. So I would agree with my colleague. Thank you.
Okay, I will take the honourable from the William.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I disagree with the Democratic Alliance here. I feel that we must definitely have some sort of requirement for these entities or agencies to have transformation. But I'm a little bit skeptical about why we have to remove the clause, 4C. If the information you receive said that all entities were covered by this bill, does it not mean that the collecting societies are also covered? That's what we wanted to find out from the Broad-Based Black Economic Commission. So I just want clarity on that, because if they are covered, why are we taking that out now? Because I'm a little bit concerned that if we just say including requirements related to transformation, what does that mean? Well, we've got a black driver, so we've transformed, you know. So I think it's a bit broad. I want to see this, you know, to be very specific that they must comply with BE legislation. Thank you.
Chairperson, I would align myself with the input from Honorable Williams, because we believe that all entities must comply with transformation. The transformation agenda is our agenda, so anyone who is opposing it, we will oppose. Thank you.
friends in class, if one room when I'm coming back for another room myself.
Thank you very much. I actually agree with the
Chair,
James, I think I will second the comment from my left, the Williams, that we would rather not take the triple B
protected. We are protected from the concrete.
Protected from yourself.
Yeah, so Chair, I think because now we're talking of transform, including the requirement related to transformation. If you can be satisfied that what is transformation, because here triple B is clear in terms of classification. Either we need equally black, white, and so let me read exactly what triple B means here. It's a viable economic empowerment in all black people, in particular women, workers, youth, black, and with disabilities, and people with rural areas, through diverse but integrated socio-economic strategies include. My argument here, Chair, is that if we are a collective society, we must establish collective society clearly as advocate and medicine to say we must talk of transformation. And that transformation, it means the being. And that being, it means every collective society must be able to align themselves with the WP in terms of whether the collective society is owned or is shared or is managed by a black, white, disabled, or anything. That is what this WP means. And that's why I'm seconding the commandist on my left to say, we rather include the triple B and remove that transformation, because transformation is silent. That is
Well, I think we're halfway there, that we've agreed that 4A should be removed. The problem is, the BEE Commission itself has said that you actually can't put this in legislation, and yet the members of the committee are saying, well, we don't care what the BEE Commission says. The very people that adjudicate on these, they don't know better than we do. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. I again want to say, but I've repeated continuously, that collecting societies are not entities that do business with government. Therefore, the fact that BEE does not apply to them. Secondly, you cannot legally attach conditions to licensing such as BE. I mean, that has been confirmed before. It cannot be a punitive move. And the courts will pronounce badly, not in favour of it. So I would really encourage my colleagues to take the advice of the Commission and read the BE legislation, which I suggested previously, and that we have neither A or C, because neither are applicable to collective societies.
Okay, Simon and comrades, Simon and Zoe, I'm sure that you told the chair to bring it together. No thanks. I think we have not moved yourselves where you stood yesterday. We still hold different views, and we are holding different interpretations. When we know that the Commission was given the request yesterday on a short notice. Secondly, it's not the only decision we took. I said when I summarized that also the legal people must be able to say, if the Commission says the BE legislation is not applicable, what would be the damage if it is being included? Does it make it unconstitutional? That's the other part that we have not resolved. But probably to help you quickly, just a conversation, because I'm trying to come towards a proof. proposed way of dealing with this matter. One of the issues that we must never be able to make a mistake, Honorable McPherson, the B Act, the Triple B Act, is not the only instrument for transformation. There are other instruments. But specifically for this one, we ask whether the collecting societies are referred as enterprises, and the answer is no from the Commission. That's the answer we got. But then the issue to say other transformation imperatives, in terms of structures and governance that are applicable, like your equity legislation, around representativity in management and all these other issues, does it not apply? That particular thing also been given an advice. One thing for sure that I can agree, not all the imperatives of the BEE can actually be allowed that to subject. You can subject this thing called collecting society. I will speak with some confidence. Fortunately, I was part of those people who worked in government when the BEA was done. I was the head of transformation for what happened. Fortunately, I was there for 7 years when these things were done. Therefore, if you were going to subject them to the scorecard, you know the scorecard, we actually put too many things, those of us were involved. Not everything is applicable. But certain imperatives for transformation around equity imperatives, they are applicable. Therefore, I'm going to suggest that we pass the matter. Now, let's just check if when you come back next week, to say to what limited extent. One of the things about representativity. Representativity is cut across all structures. It's the spirit of transformation in the country. Whether there are issues around representativity is more about governance, which is most important for the franchise. It does apply. But these issues around turnover and others, all these other things that the BEA says you must do, you can't apply them across. It doesn't work. Let's allow you just that you have heard us. It's a matter we are packing. We are not concluding the matter now. Agreed? Thank you, Mr. Christie. That's comprehensive. You know, when I'm disempowered because I'm sharing, I can't have my views. No, tell me about it. Page 37. I'm trying to help you so that you don't have an unnecessary deadlock. The BES, not all the imperatives of the BES are applicable. But the imperatives of transformation in terms of equity and representativity, they can be applicable. But you have to be able to say succinctly what are the one or two elements you want to look at in terms of governance, of structures. Is what this transformation spirit for South Africa means. But these other things you require from companies and enterprises, they will not be applicable for you. You must just know that. Agreed. Now we're on page 37. Well, page 37, the consultation one on B, 7B and 8. A, take us through our page.
Thank you. These two are just the same issues of representative that's been removed before the word collecting society.
Agreed. So we move. Now we go to page 38, 2B. Is the same amendment, comrades. Let's not talk about it. We've covered that one. And then the E and F is more about numbering. We proceed. We go to 3C. The consequential advocate take us there.
Thank you, Chief. The concern that is raised here by the public is against the word reciprocal. And what I was saying is that we might be affecting the concept of national treatment in a negative way. And we went and reread the submission from the public, and to understand exactly what it is that they were saying. And it seems that their concern was the fact that we are using the term reciprocal. So what we are proposing is that we take that out. So if you look at the textbook definition or the dictionary definition of reciprocal, it just means between two parties. It has, in treaty language, it has a very specific meaning. But the idea is that we want agreements between these collecting societies. So if the concern then is that we should not be bringing treaty language into this clause, then let's just delete that word. It does not change anything. And then, of course, the consequential amendment there is just that there was a double that appeared twice, and the intention to distribute, because we said it is superfluous. If you read the sentence, it does not add to talk about the intention to distribute. What else would they be doing with it? So we might as well just stop after the words the foreign collecting society. So those are the proposals
to
read.
We go to page 89, substantive on page 89. Comrades, not moving, but comments on page 39. We are dealing with the 39 is 4, 3 and D. There is an introduction of a 3 and D, the advocate will take us through.
Thank you, Chair.
The personal subcommittee, are you still on board?
No, I'm on board.
Okay, I'll explain on our way home. Yes, sir. No, but I'll send you later, I'll just tell you. On which one? Where are
you? The one
that was on 28. No, the one on 28, the explanation. Remember there was the word the resource from Kitsi. That was being introduced.
Oh, okay. There is a total reward that
is the word itself or the
result.
At least we go to 89.
Thank you, Chair. What we have on page 39 is there was a concern that the word turnover and the actual calculation of the fine in paragraph B was not as clearly spelled out as in the other clauses, where we actually gave this as a penalty. So paragraph C is just repeating how the turnover will be calculated, and we took it from the other clauses where this appears, so it's simply a repeat. And paragraph D, we have dealt with before, that is the discretion in relation to the minimum sentence. So if the court feels there should be less, then the court can do so.
No, that the issue from the jury under offense. The reputation can be defined now. I hope you are still moving with me. I'm now on page 43. On page 43 at the bottom, there's a 39A. The A is just more about numbering. We'll go to page 44. On page 44, there's an insertion of B. And B is what has been introduced before, the discretion of the court. Agreed to agree. And then we move.
Sorry, you can't ask a question and answer it yourself.
Okay, Professor, just move. Just wait, Cooper. I'm showing you this time. That's enough. Comrades, what that? Yeah. That's why we called the meeting. We have reflected. Only one matter remaining is about the question of the DEA and transformation. We're trying just to, now there's a clarity that the DEA, the imperative in terms of this, the law is not applicable. Then, but there are other transformation imperatives that are liquid imperatives. If you want to insert around issues of government, what element do you want to That's the only issue that the team will come back. Now we go to the problem.
Chair, we agree. These are the things that we agreed on yesterday. But maybe I've not read my document very well. There's something that I'm passionate about that I can't say I may be directed by other problems on the page that did appear, so that I am not troubled if I was in a group of that. I don't see a page where we talk about the retrospectivity of payment of royalties, which page that is mentioned on.
That's why the public inquiry actually has said, when we come next to control by itself.
I want them to report it now if it is not reported, so that when they come next to me.
No, public, don't do that. Congress, today we came for a strict business. The strict business was the issues raised by the communities on what to advertise. You reflected yesterday, we received your reflection. Now on the basis of your reflection, we wanted to see how it has been coined inside the city. That was the business of the meeting. No other business, Congress.
Yes, you are
agreeing,
Chair. But
the
must
have moved
that's called
that.
It's not part of the
agenda. Comrades, we're on the program. I'm going to request the Secretariat to highlight a comrade. Okay, just a second. They are requesting, remember yesterday on the issue of offensive, the issue of the capability of director, that's the missing issue.
Thank you, Mr.
We'll come on the program, we'll allow the Secretary first.
Thank you. Just quickly, there was a request that this bill does not provide for prison sentences for the directors of a company. So in other words, a natural person could go to jail for not submitting the records, but a director could hide behind the company structure. But we asked the IBC to just assist us on this, and they indicated to us that the offences that directors could be held liable of are all contained in sections 213 to 216 of the Companies Act. Now remember that when we're talking about a non-natural person, they will be covered by the Companies Act. So there are provisions for offences made in the Companies Act, and one of them specifically is defrauding another party. Now, the failure to record, what could be the intention but not to pay the royalty? Because if that is the intention, that would constitute fraud in any event, and it would be covered by the Companies Act. So if members feel that we should go more into this and make it more, then we can do that. But at this point in time, we would like to propose that the Companies Act does make provision for offences, and that at this stage perhaps we allow for that act to regulate the directors and offences to which directors would be subject to.
Okay, so if the message is clear, it serves to be read in other legislation around offences of whatever nature is covered. Just to, before we take the program, colleagues, remember the next page is closed by clause next week. The legal opinion must be there. The question around transformation imperatives now no longer discussing the what? Transformation what element? The other laws of transformation imperatives proposed. It has to reflect to them. Then the other matters, like what Honorable McPherson, you remember the amendment you made around calculation, it has to reflect there. And I must thank you, the level of discipline and focus and single-mindedness, we are looking at the mess. It was very helpful. I'm told that you wanted to discuss the program, but the Secretary wanted just to alert some proposed changes. There is also one matter that was brought to me as acting on behalf of Comrade Lepard, that in as much as their house is sitting now, we got a permission to sit. the DRRR has been 18 on the agenda today. And fortunately the meeting is over. We'll adjourn it in the next few minutes so that you can be able to take your seats there in the house and you do what the citizens of our land expect you to do. Quickly, Secretary, advise us on the proposed changes. We also know that we'll allow Honorable McPherson to come back here and input on the agenda. It's a problem, not the agenda. And then Honorable Mbatha, remember you made an input yesterday. If you still want a banana bite on this program, yeah. But let's start with tender to advise us.
Good afternoon again. The program is set as such, today being the first. So yesterday was the closing date of the performance, so we received input from the stakeholders. Now we are on the first, on the sixth, which is Tuesday next week, we have an intervention because we were supposed to be meeting from 10 o'clock. However, there is going to be a caucus, therefore our program is affected. So there are two options, one not to have a meeting at all, but to have it in the afternoon and consider the Cocalized Amendment Day. We have scheduled the one for gambling. So going forward, I don't know whether you want to move on or if going forward on Wednesday the 7th, consideration of the copyright, which will be 9 o'clock to 18 hours. And again in the afternoon, the National Gambling Day permission was also granted for that. On the 8th of November, consideration of submissions of the additional clauses on the performance protection, which is in relation to what I indicated that the council made was yesterday. And on the 9th, it will be consideration, continuation of the performance, and the 13th of November, formal consideration of the performance. And the week will end with the consideration of the National Gambling Bill, including Wednesday. So that's how far we can go from now.
Can we just advise colleagues that it means if that's how the program looks like, you will delete the question of 10 o'clock in the meeting on Tuesday. But just noting that on the Wednesday, the clause by clause has to be done, but then later opinion must be there and the issue that will be included. Then there were issues that Honorable McPherson wanted to raise on the program. I hope you have a good name.
So I just want to say that when I asked yesterday how the program had been developed and I asked what the consultation had been, I was told there was consultation. And I'm satisfied that there has been no consultation with the party chief whips on it. Secondly, the permission that was granted has only been granted to that. That is what has come from the programming committee. There's been no discussions further about other times of being other nights. Because quite frankly, I'm not comfortable, with the proposed program that we are out of the house for literally 2 weeks. The third problem is that next Wednesday it has questions to Economic Cluster 5. So we cannot do a clause by clause on that day because people are going to be in and out over that. So what I want to suggest, Jeff, is that when a program is developed, it is put to this committee first instead of just being done as a fait accompli and it's discussed with everybody else except these members that actually have to sit through those meetings. I would ask that a revised program is a provisional program is sent to us, to these members, and these members decide whether that program is applicable or acceptable going forward. But it cannot be decided in another room and not by this committee.
Can we just do this? Thanks for just for reminding us. The question around consultation, I would refer that the chair and the secretary to the agency, that is around the week, that's one. It's an issue that we are under the impression that they are saying. It has been done. If it is not done, it's a big omission. Number two, we are correct that on the 7th, on the assignment in the afternoon, it's in the afternoon that we need to build the house. It's when the cluster economics will be long. We can't then leave the house because I know that members want to interact and get the regulations to account. But the problem in the morning, Secretary, it should proceed as planned, but we will not leave the house because we don't get to wait as the Minister of Trade and Industry to respond to our questions or not. And we need to do follow-ups. The afternoon is a clear issue. It's undesirable in terms of having advice to get regulations to account. I will request that these amendments that have been proposed, we support these amendments by the committee members. But then there are these other issues that have been suggested to say, can we actually have a consultation of the problem so that at least members are able to fulfill their duty, not that all members are sitting in our committee. In as much as there are important things that we must be able to conclude, especially one of the things that we can't delay the thing of the copyright amendment, it is more important. We have done too much work. Even the problem of the first that. The question of the performance now that we have been able to get the comments that let's be special the things that now only the information is at our disposal and make decisions. But I think we have got the view. I'm going to request that make the necessary changes, consult the chair and the different parties that are here, and then you certainly. On behalf of the committee and on behalf of myself, we want to take this opportunity again to thank the department, the advocate, and also thank the DE Commission for the guidance they've given. We have just requested the further guidance now. It might not be related to the question of to the question of BE, but there are certain elements of transformation that we think they are applicable. And then let's make sure that in the later opinion, Comrade Nyan Zahun Shikin and Sajasin and Sajasin. Let's just ensure that in the later opinion, that around constitutionality, if it can be shared with members of the committee area, not on the meeting committee, please. Can we share it before we come to the meeting so that at least when they input on clause by clause, we don't get to be held back because the distribution of documents, they begin an impediment in terms of participation. Because when we pass, we agree on this legislation, we must demonstrate some rationality. The agenda, are you item? Is there item Comrade Williams you want to talk?
I don't want us to leave here, Chairperson, with an understanding that collecting society, they don't do their business with government. It's misleading and we can't allow them. So collective society, they are doing business with everyone and must be regulated as well.
No, if you see Congress, I don't want us to go there. Yeah. There is no view that they are not doing business. If they are working with SABC and others, they have to get authorization from government. Yeah, but that I should be able to read as well. You keep it over. No other business, the meeting remains adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
And Tuesday, and Tuesday.
That's why I'm going to leave.
Yeah, but you have to listen to me. you can leave behind.
Especially next week, we're going to be taught by thoughts.
I'm going
to put
it on the people.
I know.
Now you can
you have respect as a shepherd. No.
I'm
Thank you. Thank you.